Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 29th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:31. I'm Brent Allen. Mainly sunny, a little warm later on, but we do have some pockets of fog out there early this morning. Currently sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Sonoma County may get back into the composting business. Currently, the county hauls its green waste to facilities in Marin, Napa, or Mendocino counties after its site at the Central Landfill closed back in 2015. But now, according to the Press Democrat, the county is exploring using a former landfill adjacent to the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport that was closed in 1971. While still years away, having local composting would save money, reduce greenhouse gases, and make the county compliant with SB 1383 that requires counties reduce organic waste disposal by 75%. A firefighter in Sonoma suffered minor injuries to his face early Sunday morning while responding to a fire on West Napa Street. Crews arrived just before 6 a.m. to find the roof collapsed on the vacant building and flames coming from the back of the structure. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The firefighter was treated and released from the hospital. President Biden says the U.S. shall respond after a drone strike by an Iranian-backed group killed three American troops in Jordan and injured dozens more near the Syrian border. The number of wounded is expected to rise as service members seek treatment for symptoms consistent with traumatic brain injury. The attack took place while the troops were sleeping. It is not known exactly who launched the attack, but officials do know it was carried out by Iranian-backed militant groups operating in the Syria and Iraq area. A woman spent Thursday night stuck on a gondola in below-freezing temperatures at South Lake Tahoe's Heavenly Ski Resort. The woman, Monica Lasso, was the same person reported missing Thursday night to the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office after her friends could not find her. She fell behind her friends while heading down the mountain and was too tired to make the journey all the way down on her snowboard. So a worker put her on the gondola, which then shut down about 2 minutes later at 5 p.m. She spent the next 15 hours inside with temperatures at 23 degrees. She was discovered the next morning when operations resumed, very cold, but otherwise okay. One passenger and five flight attendants were injured on an American Airlines flight when it made a hard landing at Kahului Airport in Hawaii on Saturday. All six were taken to the hospital for treatment and later released. The Airbus A320 was taken out of service for inspection. It's not clear what caused that hard landing. Social media platform X has blocked searches for Taylor Swift as deepfake images of the singer have circulated online. Attempts to search her name on the site resulted in an error message and a prompt for users to retry their search. Explicit fake images of Swift began circulating widely on X last week. 7:34 KZST, time to check in on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say hello to CHP Officer Shane Young. Hello there, Shane. Does not look like we have Shane. We'll try back a little later on. Our KZST news time is now 7:34.
Ungaro & Sons is your trusted home services provider in the North Bay. Our reputation is built on providing quality plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar solutions. We understand you might feel a little nervous when something goes wrong and you have to call in a professional. So let us set your mind at ease. We offer upfront pricing and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Ungaro & Sons has been a trusted name for over 90 years, so you can rely on us to treat you right. Visit Ungaro & Sons .com today, and you'll see we offer a wide variety of services, including installation, replacement, repair, and maintenance programs to keep your systems healthy and running smoothly. And now, solar. Take control of your energy future with industry-leading equipment installed by our highly skilled, licensed electricians. Ungaro & Sons, trusted service in the North Bay, providing quality plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar solutions. Online at ongaroandsons.com.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill. Clip your weekly member deal online to get large packs of three or more pounds of Raley's 80% lean fresh ground beef for $2.97 a pound, limit two packs. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot, I put that on everything. In sports, the Super Bowl is set. It will be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers after the Niners pulled out a come-from-behind victory over the Detroit Lions. And Nelly Korda beat Lydia Ko in the second playoff hole of her, to win her ninth LPGA tournament of the Drive-On Championship in Florida. Your forecast, mostly sunny for today and warm with low 70s. Santa Rosa could set a new record high temperature for the day if we exceed 72 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with more patchy fog. 40s for overnight lows. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with mid-60s. And then it all changes. Plan on rain 2 to 3 inches on Wednesday and Thursday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The world's largest cruise ship is on its maiden voyage from the port of Miami. Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas left South Florida on Saturday. The ship is divided into 8 neighborhoods across 20 decks, the equivalent of nearly 4 city blocks. The ship includes 6 water slides, 7 swimming pools, an ice skating rink, a theater, and more than 40 restaurants, bars, and lounges. It can carry up to 7,600 passengers and along with 2,300 crew members. That's a big ship. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Forget about it. Counties, KZST on your Monday. Yes, it is a Monday. Some hazy sunshine on the way. Patches of fog this morning. Temperatures going to be nice into the low 70s. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for our hot topic of the morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, and you're not going to believe what it's going to be today, but I know you will because I told you. But we're talking football. Hot topic football, as usual, if you want to comment. I have so many comments. Call us here in the studio, 707-284-1000, all weekend long. So many games that wasted so much time. Just kidding. 49ers won, beat the Lions, came back from behind, and now they're in the Super Bowl. Is there more, Brent?
Oh, yeah, there's more. So, first of all, Sonoma County, write this day down. This is very historic. Debbie voluntarily wanted to talk about football.
You know, it's killing.
Keep that in mind.
It's killing me deep down. It is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'll kind of wrap things up here a little bit. And voice is better, but still not great. So, folks, bear with me through the news and for this also. But impressive win because the 49ers, it did not look good in the first half. And they were getting crushed by the Lions.
It was like last weekend, too, right? It was a comeback from behind.
Comeback. You know, they pulled it up. Brock Purdy actually wound up with some pretty good numbers, 20 of 31 for 258 yards. But, you know, I had to nod off early, and it did not look good. But seeing that they came back and won this morning, that is great. So denying Detroit their first opportunity to go to a Super Bowl, last time they were in an NFL championship game was 1957. And San Francisco, of course, seeking number 6 that would tie them with the Steelers and Patriots, and their opponent, the Kansas City Chiefs, defending champions. They won it last year.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend's team.
Exactly.
Aha, you think I don't know this.
You got this. You pay more attention than you let on to. And I did some looking in case you're thinking about going to the game, the Super Bowl, on February 11th. You can tell Banker Boy, just book the tickets now. The cheap seats, the nosebleeds, way up top. Those are going right now for $8,300.
Come on. Yep. It's a football game. Yep.
If you want to be down field level on the 50-yard line right now, they're listed. Ticketmaster, $44,000 per seat.
I mean, I'm sorry. What is the... How, why, who would spend that money?
There are a lot of people, about 60,000 people that will fill that stadium. So just amazing the cost to go to the game. But it will be very exciting. Niners in Kansas City.
I'm sorry. I mean, I get it. It's a big game. But really, all that money. So here's Brent, the only thing I know about the 49ers game.
Okay.
It is a fun fact. I did not watch. But, you know, good job, 49ers. This fun fact does not involve a pigskin ball and boys in tight pants trying to tackle and pulverize each other. What I know about the football game is this Bay Area band performed at the halftime show. Yep, they did. Little Journey. So, Brent, quick question. When exactly is football season over?
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. A singer in a smoky room,
it till the sun goes down, all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
County's KZST. It is 752, 49 degrees in Santa Rosa. And up next, one of my favorite places to shop. Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. Let's talk about Leo, a designer at Cocostico Home. On a recent trip to Cocostico, a lamp spoke to me and said it should be on the buffet in my dining room. I wanted to agree, but the chandelier is such a diva, it might object, saying the lamp doesn't belong there. So I asked Leo what he thought. He prides himself on learning my style and helping me to get the look I want. Leo has a way of making simple changes that bring the whole room together. Maybe a throw pillow and a lamp, or a new rug. He's pretty awesome. Design the look of your home like a pro with a pro from Cocostico. And the lamp and the chandelier, they're getting along great. Always complimenting each other. Cocostico Home. Sofas, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocostico Home. Shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cocasdiko.com.
Colder weather means higher energy bills, unless you are ready with energy-efficient windows. You'll save on utility bills, and you'll save energy.
And that's good for everyone, the whole world.
Right, Miley. I'm glad you're thinking globally and encouraging everyone to act locally. It doesn't get more local than right in your own home.
And when it's cold outside, it's so nice to have a warm house.
Now's the time to replace those old failed glass or single pane windows. We work with top manufacturers like Milgard. And if you're ready to finally replace that old shower door, we have beautiful glass enclosures that will transform the look of your bath. Come to our showroom at 1050 North Dutton Avenue in Santa Rosa and see the possibilities.
Jack Smith Glass, family owned and serving Sonoma County since 1962. You know, ancient history.
Lower your utility bills this winter. Jack Smith Glass, 544-0640. Call today, 544-0640.
Jack Smith Glass Insights, let's sun in.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
100.1 KZST.
It is 7:57, 49 degrees at KZST. Good Monday morning, and up next.
Here's another doing good in our community shout out from Debbie and Brent in the Morning on KZST.
Well, this goes out to Rogelio Garcia, the chef at Aro in Calistoga, who was named a 2024 James Beard Award semifinalist in the restaurant and chef category. He's in the running for Best California Chef and is the only nominee from the North Bay. Congratulations to Chef Garcia from Aro, which is, by the way, it has a Michelin star. Good luck on the award.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how